Well, we're going to turn our attention to Megan Hart, who is back with us. She'll be with us for a few minutes. We're going to talk about UW-Madison football, volleyball, and talk a bit about the Olympics, at least the wheelchair basketball portion of the Olympics. And Megan Hart, are you there?
I am. Hey, Larry.
Good to hear your voice again. Let's start with the Badgers for a minute. I was at the football game. They lost the season opener on Saturday. What were your thoughts of that game?
Yeah, it felt and it looked like an opening game, really, for both teams. I think, for the Badgers, there were a few positive takeaways, but after the game, both Coach Paul Chryst and quarterback Graham Mertz kind of just talked about really the missed opportunities were kind of the story of the game. And they both said they're going to take away some things that they can learn from the experience, but it wasn't exactly a pretty one.
No, it wasn't indeed, and there was a whole lot of talk after Sunday night with the Notre Dame football game where Jack Cohn, who was a quarterback here, I think broke the record for an opening game completion and yards gained as a quarterback for Notre Dame.
Yeah, he had four touchdowns. I have to admit, I am a Florida State grad, so that was a tough one for me on Sunday night. They almost came back and won, but yeah, he had a great game. And, I think that Graham Mertz was recruited by Alabama and Ohio State, and he had ups and downs last season, but I think that it's not about the talent. The talent is obviously there. There was just some poor decision-making and some mistakes that happened at really key moments of the game on Saturday. So it's hard to kind of, hindsight is 20/20, but it was nice to see Jack Cohn have a good game.
Yeah,
even if it was against my team.
I was glad to really see him be successful. And, of course, the Badger ranking is out the door now, but it's a long season, and if you're going to lose a game, the first one isn't the worst one to lose.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough opening game to take on Penn State, to take on a conference opponent. And the Badgers have Eastern Michigan next week, but then they go down to Soldier Field in Chicago and they play Notre Dame. So Notre Dame was 9 to open the season. So they're going to have some opportunities coming up to play good teams and kind of show that they're still in it this season.
Speaking of rankings, the UW volleyball team is ranked number 2 in the nation, 4-0, big match Friday against number 3 Kentucky, I believe.
Well, actually, I checked this morning. Kentucky's ranking has dropped a bit because they did end up losing a match, but they're the reigning national champion. So it's going to be, a really good, a big match for UW. I know last year, UW volleyball kind of ran the table all the way till the Final Four, being ranked number 1 all season. And of course, last season was very strange with everything going on with the pandemic. It got a late start, but I think having a regular season and facing some of these top opponents early in the season is going to be good for this Badgers volleyball team.
Yeah, I do as well. Well, the Packers opener is Sunday against the Saints, and well, they won't be playing in New Orleans. They'll be playing in Jacksonville, Florida, because of Hurricane Ida. How do you think that's going to affect the game? There's probably some positives and negatives, you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt LaFleur, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, you mentioned it right after the announcement was made that they were going to move the game to TIAA Bank Field in Jacksonville. And he said one of the positives is that it won't be as loud. New Orleans is a dome, and so the sound really reverberates. And, of course, Saints fans are intense. So I think, you know, it'll help them out not to have to deal with all of the noise. But of course, it will be very hot down there in Jacksonville, and especially humid. And so he said that the players are really going to have to stay hydrated this week and just take care of their bodies, because it's a challenge to play with that heat. And, the reports have come out. The New Orleans Times-Picayune reported that the Saints had some say in moving the game to Florida because Aaron Rodgers is 3-4 in games in Florida. But I think, you can never count him out, especially playing against a new Saints quarterback in Jameis Winston following the retirement of Drew Brees. It should be an interesting game.
Yeah, I don't know what the point spread is on it. Do you know the point spread off the top of your head? I don't know it.
I don't. Yeah, I don't. But it's like I've mentioned, I went to Florida State and I graduated before Jameis was there. But I have followed his career being from Florida, and he has had a lot of ups and downs with the Bucs. He was the first quarterback ever to throw 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions in one season. So any game that he's quarterbacking is going to be interesting.
Well, speaking of interesting, one of the things that I'm interested in is the Ryder Cup. Golf, of course, is being played at the end of the month in Whistling Straits, Wright and Kohler. And the team was going to be announced this week, and I think there are some automatics pretty much, but who are some of the favorites?
Yeah, tomorrow Steve Stricker from Madison is the team captain. He's going to announce his captain's picks tomorrow at Whistling Straits, I think at 9 a.m. So he gets six picks. There are six automatic qualifiers. So those are Colin Morikawa, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, and Patrick Cantlay. And I think, you know, none of those are a huge surprise. But when it comes to Stricker's picks, I think, you know, he'll pick Tony Finau, who is seventh in terms of qualifying points. He's likely to pick Xander Schauffele, who won a gold medal at the Olympics. So he's, you know, clearly had some success representing his country. I think we'll see Jordan Spieth. I think an interesting one will be whether Patrick Reed is named to the team. He's overcoming last month he was hospitalized with pneumonia, and so he's still recovering. He was the hero of the 2016 Ryder Cup that the United States won, but then he was kind of critical of the U.S. performance in 2018. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, whether he's on the team. And I'm also excited to see who he ends up picking tomorrow and how that shakes out.
Yeah, I'll be watching that as well. Well, here we had the Para Olympics played, and the wheelchair basketball team at the Para Olympics had a real Wisconsin flavor. Talk about that.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this. I was on Central Time last week talking about the Paralympics, and I'm excited to be able to tell you today with a positive update. The U.S. men's wheelchair basketball team is 12 players, and actually four of them are from Wisconsin. That's John Boy from Milton, Nate Hines from Cedar Grove, Matt Lesprance from Coleman, and Jake Williams from Milwaukee. And they won a gold medal in wheelchair basketball. And actually, all four of them are former players at UW-Whitewater, which has one of the best wheelchair basketball programs in the country. And Matt Scott, who is from Detroit but also played at UW-Whitewater, he's a five-time Paralympian. And so he was selected to be the flag bearer at the closing ceremony. The American athletes voted for him. So the program has really contributed. The UW-Whitewater program has really contributed so much to the Team USA wheelchair basketball program.
Yeah, and wasn't the school's women's coach served on the staff for the U.S. men's?
Yeah. Yeah, Christina Schwab, she actually was a three-time gold medalist as a player with the U.S. women's team, and she now coaches the women's team at UW-Whitewater, which has won three national titles. That program isn't as old as the men's program, which has won 16. She had a connection through her former coach when she was a player, is now coaching the men's Team USA, and he asked her to come be on the staff. And so she was the first woman to coach on the men's Team USA wheelchair basketball staff, and pretty exciting. They came away from that experience with a gold medal. And I should mention Lindsay Zerberg, who was a women's player at UW-Whitewater. She was on the U.S. team that won bronze at these Paralympics for the women.
Amazing stories, Megan. Always a pleasure to talk with you. I hope we get a chance to talk next month and hopefully sooner. Thank you so
much. Me too. There's a lot of exciting sports going on. We're back to the season.
Back to the season. We didn't talk about Brewers, and the reason we didn't is because Tom Hartricourt's coming up next. Megan, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Megan Hart. Wisconsin Public Radio sports reporter. And I always enjoy talking with her. And I always enjoy talking with Tom Hartricourt. And we're going to talk Brewers next with Tom. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network.